Welcome back. Who's talking? Jim Hobgood, Frank Maloney, John Copper in studio. Michael Tusky still here with us. And we're going to be joined now by Cedric Pierman on the phone. And he really needs no introduction either. But Frank's going to give you a little background on Cedric and his days at Virginia, now with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Cedric played at UVA from 2004 through 2008. So he overlapped Mr. Copper over here to my right. He amassed over 3,000 all-purpose yards. And 16 touchdowns, not too bad for number 37 in the program, but we all know as a top-notch tailback, he was number one in everybody's hearts. He was drafted in the sixth round in 2008 by the Ravens up there in Baltimore. But now he's playing for the Cincinnati Bengals, and I believe he's wearing jersey number 30 now, and he might get some carries this coming weekend because there's a lot of talk that Benson has been suspended, I believe. So, Cedric, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, great, great. Glad the phones are working tonight. All right. Cedric, to my right is John Copper, and facing across the studio here is my partner, Jim Hobgood. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me. Good to be on.
We're excited both for you and the Bengals because I know you can get the job done out there. We're hoping you're going to get some serious carries. Tonight, our topic, we're covering a number of things, one of which is fitness and diet and so forth, and nutritional supplements and that kind of thing. And I know you and John go back a ways, so tell us a little bit about how diet and that sort of thing, that kind of discipline and supplements, what role that plays for you now that you're in the NFL?
Well, just first of all, most of what I know about dieting actually is from John. We're very close friends and have gotten to know each other over the years, and he's been the one that's really given me the tips on dieting and whatnot. And he doesn't, I don't think he calls it dieting at all. I think he calls it just making better choices,
right,
which is pretty simple for me. And he's been very influential in that aspect of my life. He's got me on the I think it's Vitalizer from Shaklee, their vitamins, which are great. And over the past, I guess since I've been in the NFL going on 3 years now, I've used their products, and they've been excellent. They've been very helpful.
You were talking about making good choices earlier, and Jim and I need to start exercising better choices because we're in our 50s. Ouch. But anyway, your playing weight at Virginia, what were you, about 215? Is that about right, 220?
I was around 210.
210.
A little bit under 210.
And what are you playing at today?
I'm 210 still.
Good
for
you.
Same way.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
You and John, where do you want to go with this, John?
No, I was going to say, I think Cedric came out of the womb at about 210, just jacked. And Cedric was actually, pound for pound, Cedric was probably the strongest guy we had. And that includes guys like Chris Long and, you know, different guys like that. I mean, Cedric was a workhorse in the weight room, and that was before we actually started doing a lot of the nutrition stuff together. But it's you know, it's been good. Cedric, you looking forward to this weekend? I know we had chatted earlier. You might get a shot to get a few extra carries this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. You know, just, you know, praying that happens. I don't know if it is, but just got to be ready. And just use the week to prepare for it, you know, for whatever, you know, could happen.
We have the ACC schedule in front of us here, Cedric. Who do the Bengals play this weekend?
We are playing the Seattle Seahawks.
At a home or away?
That's away.
All right. So,
that's Seattle, so.
You're gonna have to get on a plane on what, like Friday?
Yeah, that's what it looks like, yeah.
All right, so...
Well, John said it was all right to have a little coffee once in a while, because I know Seattle has a lot of coffee places out there.
Is coffee okay, John?
You know, a little bit of coffee in moderation is, you know, I'd say is okay. I had a pastor friend that asked one of the guys I was working with. He said, well, is two pots before noon, is that moderation? Yeah, but, you know, Cedric was talking about vitamins and supplements. A headline came out last week about, you know, it was on the BBC and all over CNN, you know, that vitamin supplements may shorten your life. And, of course, I got this, and we, you know, these things come out. It seems like once a year they just rehash old stuff. And anyway, basically what they did in that survey, They only mentioned two supplements. They mentioned iron, yeah, and they mentioned calcium, and it was for women in their later stages of life, and basically they measured their rates of disease and their lifespan and that sort of thing. And what the study actually showed, if you take iron supplementation as a woman later in life, you're 2.4%. You're going to die 2.4% earlier, basically. That's all it showed. Then they said, well, calcium actually does lengthen your life. Calcium is actually a positive supplement. So, again, it's just these market, you know, these journalists, what they'll put out there is kind of wild.
Although you said earlier that some people have to be careful about dairy products, which is where a good source of calcium.
Yeah, you know, and you know, calcium is kind of the sexy nutrient, the one that gets all the press. You know, I don't think calcium is that important because when you look – I'm sorry, let me take that back. Calcium is important, but when you look cross-culturally, other cultures that have really low rates of calcium actually tend to have longer lifespans, better rates, lower rates of disease, that sort of thing. But they're getting a lot of the other nutrients, magnesium, boron, manganese, vitamin D, things that are going to help work with calcium to absorb. So even though they may get less in the diet, they're absorbing and using a whole lot more. And vitamin D is another thing. The NFL actually just there was just a study published by the American Orthopedic Association, a pretty large, significant study on vitamin D levels. So one nutrient. And then also the rates of injury and rehab in the NFL. There was a direct correlation between how low your vitamin D levels were and how often you were injured and how long it would take to rehab. And again, that's just one nutrient, you know, that's very important. Right now there's 800 studies by pharmaceutical companies talking about vitamin D as just a cancer preventative. So again, that's just one nutrient there that I think is very beneficial.
All right, so Cedric, talk to us a little bit about how you've managed to stay healthy in the NFL, because I think that's the number one thing that seems to impact athletes. They can go through an entire collegiate career and just have a few knickknacks, and they get in the NFL, and all it takes is one injury, and then they're out of the game. Fontel Mines, who's been an excellent guest on our show, has talked about what he went through with his knee. We know that Tom Santee has had knee issues. A number of other Wahoos that have been had, you know, 2 and 3 year careers, but here you've been in there and you've been on a number of teams, and now seems like you're going to get a big chance to play. What have you done to keep yourself fit, as well as making these good choices in diet?
Well, first of all, just making the better choices. One thing that I really set out to do was to stay hydrated. I think that was the cause of a lot of, I would have a lot of muscle strains and whatnot. I think that was a primary cause of not being hydrated. And I made a point of that, over the past year or so, just really trying to drink more water, electrolytes, Gatorade, you know, just staying hydrated. And just not letting that be a, you know, a factor in me getting, you know, injured or whatnot. But God has been very gracious to me. I haven't dealt with that many injuries over the course of my playing career. Only just, you know, back in 2007 with the foot injury that I had.
Remember
that? Was the only major injury that I really had. And as of today, you know, I feel like I'm. The foot feels excellent. I feel like I never even, you know, got hurt or anything like that. So it's a measure of God's grace that he's put on my life. So I'm really thankful for that.
All right, let's talk about sport drinks. I think you raised a very interesting topic there. I've always been a casual drinker of things like Gatorade and Powerade. And lately I really...
Jack Daniel and Jim Beam.
That has nothing to do with sport drinks.
Okay.
Let's talk about that for a second. You just mentioned Gatorade. John is dying to make his comment. I'd like to just hear your thought. Do the Bengals recommend one of these drinks, and is it provided for you at no cost?
I'm sorry. What was your question?
The Gatorade or sports drinks. Do the Cincinnati Bengals provide that to you? And is this something that is encouraged by the sports doctor for the team, or what do you and John think?
Well, just for me, you know, Gatorade and water is provided free, and you know, during training camp, you know, that's when drinking, you know, water and Gatorade is mostly, you know, pressed upon us. But, you know, I'm an avid drinker of Gatorade.
Okay. Is there a particular flavor?
So,
I hope it's orange. Orange is Gatorade.
Are you drinking orange Gatorade, I hope?
Or maybe
actually,
blue.
I have an orange Gatorade in my hand right now.
Okay, all right. Yeah. That's good. That makes me feel better.
All right, John, let's give you a shot at that. Is Gatorade okay? I mean, water and Gatorade or just water?
Yeah, you know, I've got a blog post on both my websites, rejuvenationhealth.com and johncopper.com. It's titled Gatorade Brings You Closer to Jesus. And basically my whole gist of that.
Well, some people might think that means it's going to kill you.
Yeah, so which way is it?
Okay, that's what I mean. Here's the thing. Gatorade is a nutritional supplement. It is the most abused nutritional supplement in the United States. It's designed to be taken just before, during, and after exercise.
High-performance moments, right?
High-performance moments because you're using up a lot of carbohydrate in the muscles. It's not designed to be drank, you know, 5 hours after competition or the day before competition or the morning of, you know, it's basically designed to start being drank within about 30 minutes of actually starting moving and that sort of thing. So right when you're starting to warm up, during competition and to rehydrate right after. What happens, Gatorade is a simple sugar, again, that spikes your blood sugar level. So folks are just drinking it. Oh, Gatorade's healthy. So they're going to Sam's Club. They're getting these big things of Gatorade, and they're drinking, you know, hundreds of calories a day just of sugar. And it's not something that for the normal person is good. Now, when you're working out, when you're exercising, Cedric in the NFL, you know, he's going through a lot every day. That's
high athletic stress.
High athletic stress. Yeah, that's what Gatorade is designed for. It's not designed just as a beverage to sit around the office.
Just to consume freely.
I know the cubicles get difficult and you need some pancreas aerobics there.
All right, let's strike Gatorade off the list of potential sponsors.
We've just shot ourselves in the foot.
Again, Gatorade's good for athletes, and if you're working out hard, Gatorade's good. But other than that, you know, it's not something just to be drinking during the day.
All right, so Cedric, as we do with all of our UVA sports guests, what was your favorite moment as an athlete at UVA?
Favorite moment as an athlete at UVA?
Yes, sir.
On the football field, as far as playing games, I would have to say 2005, FSU comes into town. It's slow. It's the 10-year anniversary of when we beat them at Scott Stadium. We ended up winning the game that night. Marcus Hagans had a phenomenal game. Most amazing performance I've ever seen. I got to play in the game. I got to be a part of the win. It was an awesome. And we were on ESPN, I think, too. So it was awesome.
You know, I thought you were going to allude to the game down at Georgia Tech where you went absolutely crazy. And you made a diving play towards the pylon and reached out with the ball in one hand. They showed that replay 25 times. I tell you, it was incredible. Yeah. Go ahead.
That was an incredible game, too, because the odds were, you know, tremendously stacked against us. Their offense was, I would think that they were leading the nation in rushing. They were killing people on the ground, and our defense was phenomenal that game. John probably had about 20 tackles that game. But that was a great, great game, and that touchdown was definitely a great moment, one I'll always remember.
Well, we have certainly enjoyed having you on the show. We'd like to invite you to come back on, if not during the football season, but maybe out of season for a few moments, like we've done with James Ferrier and some of the other athletes. And so we've got to head to break here. But, Cedric, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure of mine to be on the show.
Cedric Pierman. Good luck, Cedric, this weekend out in Seattle. We'll be back for our final segment after these messages. Stay with us.
All right, we're back. This is Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood and Michael Tusky. And to my right, we have in studio with us John Copper, wrapping up our final segment here. Before we go much longer, let's promote next week's show. Next Wednesday night, we have former UVA wide receiver and NFL wide receiver Billy McMullen in studio. He'll help us break down the Miami game and preview the upcoming Maryland game. Also, we're going to have former UVA tennis star Carl Clark joining us in studio to talk about UVA tennis and tennis in Central Virginia and what it's like to raise some young people that play tennis. So that's going to be a lot of fun, particularly for yours truly. And we also have Ortho Virginia's Dr. David Nediff. So we're looking forward to his injury report. So right now we're going to kick it over to John Copper to sort of summarize tonight's show.
Yeah, and first thing, I just want to thank our sponsor, Merrill Robertson, who's a linebacker for UVA. He's got a company called Fourth and Goal that helps students-athletes reach their pinnacle, high school and college football services, including camps, evaluations, and college scholarship assistance. So just want to really appreciate Merrill doing that. And to summarize tonight, you know, one of the things I didn't really talk about is really emphasizing positive lifestyle changes. If you've heard anything, you know, take something that you can do. You know, some of you are sitting out there, I drink, you know, 4 diet sodas a day. Those aren't good. Well, you cut it back. You know, take a step in the right direction. That might look like 1 or 2 a day instead of 4. You know, so whatever that is for you, taking a step there in the right direction. If you want to find out more about me, if there's something there I can help you with, again, I do wellness coaching. I've got 2 websites, rejuvenationhealth.com. And then johncopper.com, all one word, both of those, rejuvenationhealth.com and johncopper.com. You can go there. You can find me on Facebook or Twitter as well, just as John Copper. And basically what I do, again, wellness coaching, I help folks put together a game plan to reach their goals or their health concerns or address those. I do it virtually, so you don't have to be in the Roanoke area. I can work with you pretty much anywhere via phone. Also partner with the #1 natural nutrition company in the United States. And also do some green cleaning products, which actually is a pretty big thing we're finding in our clinic that's impacting health.
While we're on it, let's also thank Billy McMullen. It was nice of him to join us tonight, as well as Cedric Pierman, 2 excellent former UVA athletes.
And in the first hour, Coach Gelnevich.
It was great to hear Coach Gelnevich joining us tonight, because I think he helped us preview the end of the season, the big game against Boston College, which is at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. There's no UVA football game that night.
And Dr. Dalton as well. We thank
absolutely
him for joining us.
Absolutely. So,
let's look at the old ACC schedule here, Mr. Maloney. We've already talked about Virginia and Miami and done a few picks there. But how do you see the North Carolina State Wolfpack and the Florida State Seminoles?
You know, Florida State at home, I think their back is against the wall. They've got to have the game. I'm going Florida State.
I will as well. I think the Seminoles will take care of business against NC State. John and Michael, any thoughts about that game real quick?
Seminoles.
Florida State all the way.
All right. Virginia Tech, Duke. I think that's an easy one. The Hokies will.
You know, this is definitely a trap game. You know that Virginia Tech is probably anticipating a rollover. Duke has a good passing attack. This might be that one game a year.
Duke has no chance.
You say no chance.
No chance.
All right, I think they're going to give him a shocker. I'm going to go with a wild pick. I'm going to say this is my dark horse game this year. Duke in a shocker, probably something like 30-27.
I wouldn't wager a whole lot on that game.
Duke might give him a game, but I don't think they'll win. Not this year, but they have given him trouble in the past.
I have to disagree, Mr. Maloney.
It's all right. That's what you're there for.
All right.
Just being disagreeable. All
good
right.
Old Boston College at Maryland.
Maryland.
BC.
Maryland.
Yeah, Maryland, I think, takes care of that one. Wake Forest at North Carolina.
I'm going Wake Demon Deacons.
Carolina.
Deeks.
Carolina.
And then the big one of the weekend, Georgia Tech and Clemson.
Huge game. If Georgia Tech has any hopes
and the game's
of
in
salvaging their season, this is the game.
It's at Atlanta.
It's in Atlanta, Grant
Georgia
Field.
Georgia Tech at home, so who wins?
I'm going to go with Georgia Tech in a slight upset. Clemson's probably reading their paper clippings, and they're going to be their head's going to be in the sky. Georgia Tech is tough enough and has enough talent to do this.
All right, gentlemen, what do you think as we wind down here?
Close game, Georgia Tech wins.
I'm going to go with Clemson.
Clemson's going to take care of business down there in Atlanta. We thank you for joining us. We thank all of our guests. We'll look forward to being with you again next Wednesday night at 6 o'clock.
Looking forward to Billy McMullen in studio next week.
Go Hoos!